Welcome to Seed Seller Training Radio, episode 26. Hello and welcome to this episode of Seed Seller Training Radio. My name is Rod Ostis, and this is the podcast dedicated to the world of selling seed. It's the most difficult product in the world to sell, let's face it. Why? Because it's a seed. It's a living, breathing organism with over 1,000 different variables that can impact and interfere with its ability to perform to its potential every single year. That means the only way both you and your customers can be assured that your products are going to perform as you want them to is to minimize the damage from those 1,000 variables. In this episode, I'm going to share with you the biggest dangers facing farmers this planting season. So follow this advice, and if you do, you'll most certainly have success over your competitors, and your customers will definitely have the best crop possible. But before we go any further, we have a quick message from our sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Seed Seller Blueprint Live, our live sales training workshop that gives you the help you need to overcome every sales objection you'll face in this marketplace, as well as how to outsell the competition by giving you a step-by-step plan. So start by asking yourself a couple of questions. Do you find it harder to prospect and even get an appointment with farmers today? Are you struggling to be the sales leader or sales manager you know deep down you are meant to be? Are you feeling frustrated or starting to lack confidence to turn your sales around? Does it seem like farmers only have price in their minds all the time and don't see the true value you bring to the sale? And are you having trouble coming up with new ideas, a new story, a new sales approach for this coming year? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you need to get registered for our upcoming summer sales training workshop in Minneapolis. So stop putting it off. You know you need to be there. So go to your boss or your manager, your wife or your dad, or talk to yourself about the need to stop running in place and decide that you got to make some progress this year in your business. We have the solutions for what you need. Just ask anyone who's attended. This is no ordinary sales training where you learn a couple of key words or sentences to say that will supposedly trick the prospect into saying yes. Seed Seller Blueprint Live is also not just for people who sell seed. It's for anyone. Anyone who sells to farmers. That's all we do is to teach people how to sell to farmers. So if you wanted to have a rhinoplasty, for example, have your nose fixed, you wouldn't go to a normal surgeon. You'd go to a person who works on noses. That's all they do is operate on noses. Well, I'm your specialist with selling to farmers. So come to the beautiful Mall of America, the beautiful Radisson Blue Mall of America, June 24th, 25th, and 26th, to join us for this workshop. Sign up today. And to learn more, visit seedsellerblueprint.com. Get registered now because tickets are limited and we always sell out early. So let's get right into this episode. We are in the most exciting time of the year. And what makes this time of this particular year even more exciting, if exciting is the right word, I suppose, is the fact that we are in the midst of having one of the 1,000 variables, water, influencing our planting season in so many ways. And for sure, it's impacting a lot of attitudes. And when attitudes are affected, a lot of things can happen, both good and bad. You know, in the medical profession, the foundation principle for a doctor who's going to practice medicine is the number one thing every doctor lives by. The principle is do no harm. Do no harm. So think about how that applies to the situation farmers are in right now. You're like a doctor to your customers. You assist them in the health of their businesses by helping them manage how they raise their crop. Your goal and your job as their sales rep and their doctor is to apply the same concept of doing no harm to farmers' ability to raise the best crop possible this year and every year. Many farmers need your help right now, more than they think they do. They're going to push to get that crop planted at the risk of doing harm to their potential yield. So what are you, as their doctor, as their chief advisor, going to do about it? I want you to think about how many ways potential harm could come to growers, to their crops this year, if you aren't there helping minimize the chances of harm coming to their crops. Let's start by talking about the obvious one, the one that comes to your mind right away and could cause a lot of potential harm to farmers' crops starting right now. I know that the number one thing that you're thinking about that comes to your mind first is poor planting conditions. I'm sure that that one is at the top of everyone's list because it's the number one factor in producing a top crop. Soil conditions at planting time is the first thing farmers need to consider in their plan and when they should be going to the field and when they should be staying out of the field because conditions are not yet fit to plant. Of course, that one affects the number two factor of the top five factors also, which is seed placement. It's impossible to get proper seed placement without the right soil conditions. So those two factors alone scare the crap out of me. Most agronomists and salespeople who know the impact of those two factors can ultimately have on yield scares the crap out of them too. Before we get to the real impact of doing those two things poorly, let's talk about another one. Let's talk about a less obvious threat that could do plenty of harm to farmers' ability to raise a top crop this year. And this one is one that very few salespeople even think about. Because of the amount of moisture we've had, every variation in soil type will be accented or amplified. That is, each field, because the soil types and topography can vary, they will react differently to the moisture they receive. That means there is much greater chances of farmers changing the order in which their fields are planted. And oftentimes, that means placing the wrong varieties in those fields. That's because many varieties are planted in the order of their maturity. So farmers are less likely to change the order in which varieties are planted than they are to change the order in which their fields are planted. That usually means varieties may get planted in fields they were not originally intended to be planted in. That happens especially when a farmer goes to a field with the product intended for that field in his planter, finds that particular field unfit, then goes to a different field which he finds is okay to plant and doesn't even change the variety he already had in his planter. That process may continue this year. And the longer that water variable interferes with the farmer's original plan, the more those plans will be interfered with. As you know, every farmer should have only one goal in his mind when he plants his crop, and that is to maximize the number of bushels he produces from every 1,000 plants in the field. To do that, every plant needs to produce to its full potential. In order to get every plant to produce to its full potential, every plant must emerge within 12 hours of each other. If a seed is planted in less than ideal conditions and doesn't emerge at the same time as the rest, it will not produce as much as the larger plants that emerge earlier. Those late plants will never catch up to those first emerging plants. That does harm to the farmer's potential yield. The factors I've just mentioned are the most obvious and very damaging ways farmers could be harmed this year. And of course, as I said before, our job is to make sure customers do no harm to their ability to raise the top crop by being in a hurry and just focusing on getting the crop planted instead of getting it planted right. But the biggest and most damaging factor of all, really, that can potentially do the most harm to your customers this year is one we haven't talked about yet, and that is your customer's attitude. Your job as your customer's doctor is to make sure every one of your customers is in the right state of mind to want to help themselves or to accept your help. As their doctor, your job is to keep their emotions from interfering with their ability to make the right decisions. Attitude is everything. A good attitude can clarify the direction you need to go, while a bad attitude can make everything less clear and often cause us to make poor decisions. If your customers are allowed to do the wrong things right now that you know aren't right and should not be done, he will have major problems and major harm done to his crop. How much do you think they will regret those kinds of decisions later this year? How much do you think those poor decisions will affect their attitude the rest of the growing season? It's just like you, working toward your sales goals. Any poor decision made on the way to that goal will negatively affect your ability to achieve that goal. And any poor decisions your customers make right now will not only have impacted their crop, but will also have great impact on their ability to have a positive experience the rest of the year, including not achieving their yield goals. I know many of you are busy right now for lots of reasons. But you know that your most important job as your customer's doctor is to make sure no harm is done to each and every customer who buys from you and his ability to raise the highest yields possible. You need to remind them of the importance of following a plan and to avoid doing anything that may disrupt their ability to raise a top crop. 100% of a farmer's yield is determined when he plants his crop. 100%. And achieving that 100% potential is based totally on how the grower gets that seed planted in the ground. If those seeds don't come up within 12 hours of each other, come up about the same time altogether, his yield diminishes throughout the field. This is another one of those years when we can all get too busy to help customers stay out of the rut they find themselves in. They often get into believing that the crop must be planted by a certain date to have the highest yield possible. And that is certainly not true. It's far more important to make sure the crop is planted properly. So what do you plan to do during this planting season? What have you been doing to get to customers' planters? What have you been talking with your customers about to make sure that they have the idea of doing no harm to themselves and to their crop? That theme needs to be at the top of their minds throughout the entire spring. This is the most important time of the year. Farmers get one chance to produce a top crop, so they need to do it right the first time. As doctors, you also get one opportunity to make sure your patients, your customers, do the right things with their right attitude. If it isn't done right this time of year, as their doctor, you go from preventing harm to try to save the patient. You don't want to go from preventing harm to trying to save the patient. You want to prevent that harm from taking place in the first place. Make sure you do everything you can to keep your customers positive this spring, doing the right things. It will pay off during the rest of the entire growing season with a happy patient, which means a happy customer and a much easier job for you. The goal is to help growers during this emotional time of the year do no harm to themselves and to their ability to raise a top crop. Happy selling. I'm Rod Ostis.